And I'm
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint.
Some other folks
K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight and Thursday. Today, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 40 knots, seas 9 feet, building to 14 after midnight with rain. And Thursday, southwest winds 40 knots, becoming south 30 in the afternoon, seas 14.
Thank you.
Yeah, Metallica with Battery. Oh, y'all out there, you ever work yourself up into a total state of confusion all at one time? Well, sorry about that. I just did that before the top of the hour. I was on the phone talking to Guardian Flight. It ran out. What am I trying to say? My coverage with Guardian Flight ran out today, so I had to renew it. And I doing that at the same time, I had to refresh the screen up in front of me, so I had to I had the mic on the whole time. Sorry about that, but I'm looking at it back now. I think it's pretty funny. I mean, I worked myself in a state of pure confusion. Not panic at all, but just confusion. Boy, should start taking Prevagen again, huh, or something like that. Might be a good idea. 75, you know, I can say this with certainty. Of all the things in life I've lost, I miss my mind the most. Coming up, we have AC/DC with Rock and Roll. Ain't Noise Pole. Black Sabbath, Rat Salad after that. Then Gear Jammer, and that's by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Here we go on KSTP Radio. Coming up from that floor. Yeah, I'll mellow that out with little Kansas with Carry On Wayward Son.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Yeah. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Yeah, coming up here we have Tangier with Southbound Train. And then John Lennon with, I'll give you three of them. We got Number 9, Dream, Woman, and Imagine. I'll do all three of those. It's Big Wave Day for KSDP. We'll be right back. Yeah, one thing I didn't announce, and I don't know why, I guess I just forgot. We have basketball coming at 4:30. We have a game. And at 6 o'clock, we have a game. And then we have one at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the Eagles in the morning. I'm not sure who's playing at 4:30 or 6. So stay tuned, and then we'll all know. Here's John Lennon.
Thank you. love's only sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, Golden Earrings up next with a big hit from 73, 74, piece called Radar Love. After that, a little Sounds Wild or Science in the Sea.
Comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We've got No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Oh, one more radar lover gone. When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she says the comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We got the thing that's called radar lover. We got a light in the sky. Radar love.
Exploring science in the sea. The exhaust produced by ocean-going ships can contribute to our warming climate. Most ships burn fossil fuels, so they spew out atmosphere-warming compounds. But some of their contribution to global warming may be a result of lower emissions, not of carbon, but of sulfur. One of the compounds produced by burning fossil fuels is sulfur dioxide. Sunlight can cause it to interact with other compounds. That can yield droplets of acid rain, plus tiny grains of sulfur. Water can condense around those grains, forming clouds. The sulfur can stay in the air for days, so it can contribute to clouds for a long time. The sulfur-based clouds are bright, so they reflect a lot of sunlight into space. That helps keep down the surface temperature. In 2020, the International Maritime Organization passed some new regulations. It required shipping to cut sulfur emissions by 80%, reducing acid rain and cutting air pollution around ports. A recent study looked at the possible impact that's had on global warming. Researchers analyzed more than 1 million satellite images of ocean clouds. They compared those to maps of global temperature increases, and they used computer models to study what it all means. The work found a big drop in ship-created clouds. And the drop correlated with areas of greater warming. The researchers concluded that the loss of clouds could have added about a tenth of a degree Fahrenheit to global temperatures, and could add more in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
And this is Big Wave Dave. Up next, we have For My Lady, and that's Moody Blues after that Grand Funk Railroad with We're an American Band. And then Van Halen with Drop Dead Legs.
Stormy seas, battles ocean. begun. Share each and every dream. They belong to everyone. Oh, I live my life so lightly. Oh, my death, oh, lady. Giving freely and completely.